Well, Josh, your first game as full-time club captain, must be pleased with it, a good point.
Yeah, I think we need to look at it as a good point. I think the boys done well. We haven't played for a few weeks, so you know, we're going to be a little bit rusty. But like I say, we think we've done well. We played some good football, created some chances, and yeah, I think we need to look at the positives of today and take it into Tuesday's game.
Of course, must be pleased just to be back playing against it. Must be frustrating, particularly with postponements. I accepted Sheffield United last week was off for the FA Cup, but with the postponements.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we were all looking forward to playing the other night, and everyone was up for it. It was a couple of weeks since we played, so you know, everyone was chomping at the bit. And you know, I'm glad that we've got the game out of the way now, and you know, we can go on a little run now. Hopefully, we're looking forward to Tuesday. But yeah, I mean, the pitch sort of churned up a bit as the game went on. But you know, it's the same for both teams, and you know, we dug in and. I'm not too sure if it was a penalty or not. I think a few of the boys said that it wasn't, but that's how it goes. And yeah, we nearly got it at the end, but yeah, it won't to be.
You mentioned Tuesday, Sheffield United, real tough one, probably one also for a good one for the fans. One of the first ones they probably look at on the fixture list. Have you played there before?
Yeah, I made my debut for Peterborough against Sheffield United at Bramall Lane. So yeah, no, it's the first time since I'll go back. But yeah, it's a fantastic stadium, and they'll bring loads of fans, and it'll be a good atmosphere. And you know, I think they're not going so well at the minute, so it's a great time to play them. You know, we're all looking forward to it, and it'll be a great day out for the fans. Hopefully we can get them 3 points.
Yeah, they've proved they're not invincible, particularly at home, because I think Hartlepool won there fairly recently after they'd gone a long time without winning. So yeah, I guess it must be one of those grounds where maybe the crowd pressure can get on their backs.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I think Coventry beat them the other night, so you know, they're beatable at home. You know, everyone can beat anyone in this league if they're on top of their game. And we've got several new faces at the club, and it's a time for them to mould into the team now. And you know, there's three months left, so we need to do it quickly. But I think they all came in today and done well, and I think yes, you know, it's all positive for the club. And yeah, now we're looking forward to Tuesday night.
Obviously, you've been appointed club captain. Yeah, with Gary going out to AFC Wimbledon, proud moment for you.
Definitely, yeah. No, it's always an honour to be given the captaincy. The gaffer pulled me a few weeks ago, and he asked me if I wanted to be captain, and I took it with open arms. So, no, it's really good, and it gives you that spring in your step when you go on the pitch. And I'm not the most vocal, but I like to try and lead the team as I can, just by my performances on the pitch. So, no, I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. You know, I've got 18 games left, and I'm looking forward to leading them on the pitch for those 18 games. Yeah.
And you mentioned it's quite a new look team. A lot of young players have come in, and maybe some more experienced players have gone the other way. So again, great responsibility on you. Not exactly old yourself, but obviously, particularly with the captaincy and the fact you've just been here longer than most of the others.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, I mean, I'm only 25, and you know, I'm one of the most experienced in the team. You know, we've got a young squad now, but now it's great, and I'm looking forward to sort of helping other players if I can. And no, the boys that have come in have all gelled in really nicely, and that, and looking forward to seeing what they've got to offer these next few games.
It's such a tight league that you're 14th, only 6 points off the playoffs, still with games in hand. So it's a good position to be in. You just need to churn out the games, don't you?
That's right. Yeah, we need to win our games in hand, and you know, it's the last third of the season. This gets tougher, and everyone's going to try and beat everyone. And yeah, we need to pull together, and hopefully we can you know, do what we want to do and get into the playoffs.
There is some real quality sort of above you. I mean, there's been some same sort of names have been up there for a lot of the season, but we've seen the Yeovils, the Walsalls. Coventry have come from nowhere to be in a fantastic position. It's really exciting.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, you know, it just shows where the club's gone the last few years. You know, we're trying to get in the playoffs, and that's our aim, and it just shows the expectations of us and as the club itself. So, no, it's fantastic, and we're looking forward to hopefully being there and about the end of the season.
And you mentioned it's the final third now. Obviously, in some ways, that 3 week break, has it done you some good?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think everyone says they want that Christmas break, you know, and we've had 3 weeks off, and, you know, everyone's sort of chomping at the bit, like I say, to get involved now. And, you know, everyone's feeling fresh now, and we just want to get the games going now, and hopefully we can just, like I say, go on a run.